You have to ride with me 3 times.
Okay. Well, we're almost done, so you want to say goodnight to everybody?
Goodnight.
Goodnight what?
Goodnight.
Say goodnight, Big Fatty, I love you.
Goodnight, Big Fatty, and I love you.
Goodnight, everybody. Thank you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Goodnight, Big Fatty, and I love you.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 904 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 19th of July, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show, y'all. I am going to finish telling you about the weekend, and I'm giving you a recommendation. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well, y'all. It was a long day at the coal mine. You know, it was Sunday nights, of course. Big Fatty didn't sleep with a Tinker's Dam. Not with a Tinker's Dam, but anyway, y'all, it went fairly fast, and I got some real work done on Monday, and I was real pleased with myself. So anyway, but y'all, I didn't get the chance to finish telling you about Sunday, and y'all, that is a chicken. That is a black and chicken pasta. Yes, Big Fatty, and some fried scrimps. Yes, and y'all, Sunday, you know, the hats took off around I don't know, it was probably 10:30 a.m. in the morning, and maybe a little bit after that, but before 11 o'clock. So y'all, I knew I could not take a nap because then I wouldn't sleep worth a Tinker's Dam on Sunday night. But y'all, so I did not take a nap and I did not sleep worth a Tinker's Dam. Poor Big Fatty. But y'all, I had to wash the clothes and the towels and all that kind of stuff on Sunday evening, and so. Anyway, I handled all of that. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, excuse me there for a second. I was just getting distracted by the grinder, y'all. And y'all, since I've been distracted by the grinder, we might as well do this. Big Fatty.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Dear Gussie, y'all, my most regular gentleman caller, and this gets right into the finishing up on the weekend report, y'all. My old most regular gentleman caller, he sends me a message on Thursday morning. Well, he had sent me a message on Wednesday evening saying, "Hey, Big Fatty, can we get together?" And I said, "Yes, this is tonight's my last chance because, you know, the hats are coming in town on Thursday, so I won't be able to do anything Thursday." So Thursday morning, has your family arrived? I said, "No, but they're due in this evening." I said, "You know, you can send me a message if you want to, because I'm not quite sure what time they're due in." So y'all, I sent him a message after I got off from work, because by then I'd learned that the hats weren't going to be in before 10 p.m. in the evening. So I sent him a message, didn't hear a word from him. Friday morning, "Big Fatty, has your family arrived?" "Yes, I'm not free until Sunday afternoon." "Okay." Saturday. Greg Freddy, let me know when you're free on Sunday. I said, okay, I will. Sunday morning. Greg Freddy, what time are you going to be free today? Well, I think that they'll probably be leaving between 10:30 a.m. in the morning and 11 a.m. in the morning. Okay, well, I'll probably be free about 2 p.m. in the afternoon. So I said, well, that sounds good to me. Just let me know for sure. And so y'all, about 11:30 a.m. in the morning, hey, McCready, I'm free earlier than I expected. I said, well, come on. Come on, because, you know, after 3 days of hats, I could use some gentleman calling. And so y'all, he came over and it was lovely. Lovely, I say. It was just lovely. And y'all, then my new most regular gentleman caller on Monday afternoon, about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon, goes, Big Friday, are you busy? I said, well, I'm at work, but, you know, I can take a little break if I need to. He goes, well, let me see if I can get free. And just now, and I said, okay, well, you let me know if you can get free. And y'all, just now, when I was distracted, that was him saying, oh, I'm not going to be able to get free, Big Fatty. I said, well, I'm free all week. He goes, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then at about, I don't know, about 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon, my old most regular gentleman caller, Big Fatty, you want to get together again today? And y'all, you know how he is. Oh, if you don't catch him just like that, you gotta catch him just like that. I said yes, I'm free, and but I hadn't heard back from him. So anyway, y'all, lots of potential there, but. So anyway, it could be a good week, but we'll see. Yes, McCready. I might just mention also there was some deliciousness at the wedding, and I'll just say that there was no inappropriate touching, but boy, there was some undressing with eyeballs. Yes, Big Fatty. So anyway. Let's see, what else do we... Oh, y'all, we have got an update on the big... Oh, no, I didn't finish telling you about the weekend yet. Big Fatty, please finish one topic before you go to the Vegas topic. So after I went in and I stripped the bed and got the towels and all in the washer, and y'all, I'm in the bedroom that my mother was staying in, because, you know, my father, he sleeps on the sofa and watches the TV all night long. The TV machine stays on 24 hours a day. And is sitting in there on the dresser is a $20 bill that with a little note says, for gas. And y'all, I'm gonna be 55 years old in a couple of weeks, and my parents still think they need to give me gas money. And y'all, although I know that I know the sentiment of it, and all, but y'all, anyway, so I just put the $20, all 3 gallons of gas, or 5 gallons of gas, or not quite 5 gallons of gas. I just put the money in my pocketbook, and y'all, I'll put it in a card to my niece, who's having her 18th birthday on September the 1st. And y'all, you know, speaking of exiting the birth canal. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I am tardy. I am just tardy in wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal to the former Frank from Atlanta, who is now Frank from San Antonio. Because, y'all, this past Friday, Friday, the full moon, y'all, it was a full moon for Frank's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he is out there in the San Antonio, and y'all, quite frankly, I couldn't be more proud of him. Because, y'all, when you move to a different city, one of the most difficult things to do is to make friends and all, but I'm telling you, this man has become a social magnet, and y'all, he has had friends invite him to pool parties. He even had new friends take him out for a birthday lunch and cocktails, and y'all, it's just lovely, Big Freddy. It's just lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we have gotten two, y'all, the weather rat is on right now. Y'all, they turned the camera on him and he was asleep. I think he was playing asleep, but he was sitting there going, but anyway, y'all, we've got two new rooms booked at the Luxor, and y'all, you're not gonna believe who is gonna be joining us, y'all. We are going to have Larkin and Ouija, formerly of the Big Gay Sex Show, and Larkin, the professional podcast listener. They're going to be coming, and they're working on trying to get Matt from the Big Gay Sex Show to come. And y'all found out on Sunday that y'all, the boys from the That's What She Said, that is Brian and Frank and Christian, that they are coming as well. So we will have another show represented out there. So y'all, that brings us up to 27 rooms already booked. And y'all, it is a total of 43 people coming. Big Freddy, that just sounds lovely. Y'all, the rest of Sunday afternoon, I spent doing clothes and washing my underpants and everything like that. And then I ran out to the P.O. Box. But there was nothing there. But y'all got a couple applications for the big horror event coming up at the end of August. And y'all will probably be getting a lot of those in here because the early bird discount ends on August the 1st. And y'all, that's less than 2 weeks away. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, everybody loves a coupon. Y'all, speaking of a coupon, can you hear this? Oh, I see Big Freddy, they can't hear it because you're not waving it. How about now? Huh, can you hear that? Huh? Y'all, when did I go to the Vons East? Y'all, I went on, let's see here, the 13th. That was last Wednesday, y'all. And they had the coupon was a box of Vons East brand flakes. Y'all, I didn't get it. It just sounded vulgar to me. So I left my coupon right there by the displays so somebody else could take advantage of that. Y'all, I got biscuits. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I got biscuits and they had the good coffee on sale. And let's see, what else did I get? I got some strawberries and some ice cream sandwiches and eggs. Y'all, I was in a sweet mode, so I had to buy a lot of sweets and all at this. Y'all, I spent $28.92 and I saved $15.90, so that's not so bad. But y'all went out to dinner with Granny and Miss Porter on Sunday night. But y'all, before I tell you about that, y'all, I have got to tell you, and I've mentioned this before, but I've got to tell you about the Friday Night Lights. Y'all, Sunday afternoon, I sat down because the final episode of the Friday Night Lights ad on Friday night, believe it or not. And, you know, I had the hats here, so I didn't get a chance to see it. And, y'all, it was an hour and a half episode. And, y'all, Big Fatty is not an emotional person. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you, I had seen a message by that giant on the Twitty, saying that he just bawled his eyes out watching the final episode of the Friday Night Lights. And y'all, I sat there and I watched the hour and a half episode. And y'all, I was not crying, but there were tears. There were tears streaming down my face. And y'all, it was uncontrollable. It was so emotional. And y'all, I'm telling you, if you have not watched this program, it's gone. But y'all, the good news is that if you have the ESPN Classic Network, now this is not the regular ESPN, but the ESPN Classic Network, they are going to be showing Friday Night Lights, and they've already started from the pilot to the very end, and y'all, they're showing them in order. And they're showing it several times each week. There is still time for you to put it into your VRCs and recode this, y'all. But y'all, I am telling you, if you have ESPN Classic, please, for Big Fatty's sake, please watch this program. It is the best television you will ever watch. And y'all, I cannot say enough. Y'all, I am not leading you wrong on this one, okay? Yes, it is about high school football in Texas and the culture that is around that. But y'all, that is such a small part of the whole story. They have some of the best characters you have ever seen. And y'all, if you can't find it on the ESPN Classic, maybe you can watch it on the Luhu, or you can get the cassettes. What are those things called? Those coastal looking things. The DRVs. And watch it on that. But y'all, I'm telling you, if you've got that Netflix, I'm sure you can look at it on there. But y'all, it is a fine television program, and you've got to watch from start to finish, and so that you get absorbed and consumed by these characters. And y'all, they will absolutely consume you, and you're going to say, "Babe, honey, I'm so sorry I haven't listened to you before now, but I am it's just lovely that you've told us to do this." And y'all, please do that. Please do that. If you don't do anything else for Big Fatty, other than listen, watch the Friday Night Lights, y'all. It is just lovely. Now, y'all went to dinner Sunday night with Granny and Miss Porter, and y'all, we were just catching up on what went on over the weekend. Y'all, they went out to the... And y'all, you know, it was a full moon weekend, so you know the crazies were out. And y'all, evidently, they said that on Saturday night, that at 11 o'clock there were about 10 people in the bar, but they just all showed up at the last second. And y'all, the drag show, evidently one of the drag performers, I don't know what the name of the song is that she performed to, but y'all, it was evidently about shatting yourself. So y'all, she was up on the stage singing. Oh, dear gussie. Y'all, she was up on the stage singing about shatting herself, and y'all, and about pooping in her pants, and y'all, it just, you know, y'all, I may just have to file a lawsuit for copyright infringement, because Brick Party is the one that does that. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, lovely Tuesday. And y'all, I just cannot thank you all enough for coming around every day and for posting the comments over there at the BFO. Y'all had comments today from the 2009 number one fan of the BFO. And y'all, one of Big Fatty's biggest fans is the little one.
And I love you.
I love you too, little one. Nighty night. can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.